This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod!
Welcome, everybody, to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It's all about Caps hockey, and aren't you excited? I'm so excited. We got hockey back in Baltimore. Finally tonight, the Baltimore hockey. Oh, wait, that's right. We're in a lockout. It's called What the Lockout this episode because they won't even give us pucks. Skyping in with me, we've got Coach Dan Hayden. What's going on, man?
Not too much, unfortunately. How about you?
Yeah, you're not gearing up. You're not packing a bag or anything to come up to Baltimore for the game tonight. I have the whole day off from work. I can't go out and camp out front of First Mariner Arena or anything because there's nothing going on.
Yeah, I went last year. I mean, the arena was not so great. The ice was terrible. The players, you know, were a little lackadaisical because they didn't want to get hurt. But it's still fun to go see hockey in Baltimore, and it's disappointing that this is just one thing. If we have to lose that and get a regular season, I'm fine with that. But it's still pretty disappointing that we have to lose this game.
Yeah, last year, you and I, we spotted each other like out of a sea of people. Yeah, I loved your text message. You're like, "Are you sitting next to a blonde girl?" And I'm like, "Yes, I am."
It was very specific text message.
Yeah.
I'm great with the details.
But it was creepy as hell, but whatever. Yeah, it was, you know, I loved the Baltimore Classic last year. The ice wasn't great, but it was hockey in my hometown. And it hasn't been since the Baltimore Bandits in I think, like, 97 that I got to see that. So it was great to see, and I was excited about going this year. But, hey, that's out the window. So, yep, still got a lockout going on. You know, it's very upsetting stuff, and the only thing that is keeping my hopes up just a teeny little bit is the fact that they're actually saying, hey, we're going to meet on Friday and kind of work some stuff out. So a little teeny tiny glimmer of hope right there.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was entertaining that they made the announcement on Tuesday that they're going to meet on Friday. I was like, wait, so you guys came to an agreement to meet? Why don't you just meet now? You're already talking. Talk it out now. Get things started. Why are we waiting until Friday? Why are we wasting another week? Why are we wasting another 3 days? Just get things going. I don't think that this is going to be it. I don't think they're going to meet on Friday and then come outside and be like, okay, we're good. Hockey's back, you know, in NHL. No, I think this is still going to take some time. It's still probably going to be another couple of weeks before anything gets solved. I think at this point we're definitely going to lose the first few weeks of the season. Maybe we'll start in November, like you were saying before that one guy was reporting, but we'll see. I have hopes. Hopefully they can come to an agreement. It sounds like, I was reading, I believe, something that Bill Daly was saying, that they're going to talk about some of the other issues, not necessarily the specific economic issues that have been causing the biggest problems, which makes sense, I guess, to some extent. Like, get the little things out of the way before you disagree on the big issues, you know?
Right.
Make sure those are figured out so when you finally decide to come to an agreement and to compromise, that you've got everything else set and you don't have to, like, get that big thing solved and then start fighting about the little things. So maybe this is a step in the right direction. I guess we'll find out. Hopefully they meet for more than like a two-hour period on Friday.
That's what I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping for a little glimmer of hope here. I mean, it's baby steps. And let's face it, these guys, when they act like children, baby steps are a big deal here. I'm hoping for a shortened season at this point. We pretty much all agree that there's not going to be a full regular season. I mean, that's pretty obvious. So it's very upsetting, but the thing that really gets to me, and I don't know, like, I keep hoping that there's going to be some sort of hockey on NBC Sports, Comcast Sportsnet this year. And the thing that was kind of giving me a little bit of hope was the fact that there were still a couple Capitals, and there still are now, but a couple of them were still in D.C., and they weren't leaving. You know, Brooks Like was staying in town, and he was hoping things were going to pick up, and Marcus Johansson and Backstrom, they were all in town, Mike Green. So I'm like, all right, well, they're back in town, so they're obviously thinking that something is going to work out here. But news broke this week that Brooks Like, he's leaving over for Europe.
Yeah, he's heading to play in Switzerland, and someone brought to the point the fact that he's the Caps Players Association representative is probably not a good sign that he's heading overseas, because maybe he has, you know. But he made the point that he grew up loving playing hockey, not loving playing in the NHL, and these players still want to play. I don't blame any of them for going overseas and finding work. You know, they love playing hockey. It's what they want to do, and if there is an NHL season this year, they want to be ready. They don't want to come in after spending, you know, an extra long off season and be completely out of shape. So I think it's good these guys are going over. I'd like to see more of the Caps players going over and playing in leagues over in Europe if this lockout's going to carry on. because I don't want these guys coming back and being out of shape, you know, and taking even longer. Because odds are, if it does come back within the next couple of weeks, that they're going to have a shorter preseason. Or if it comes back at all, they're going to have a shorter preseason because they want to get things going and start making some real money. The owners will. So it's good to see the guys going over. You know, Ovechkin's over there. He's playing. He's got his first goal the other day in the KHL. His first goal ever in the KHL, technically. He had an assist. He had everything, but he was kind of making a big deal about the fact that he had a big hit. I didn't think it was that big a deal. He just kind of like he hit the guy, but he didn't hit him that well.
It was no hit like on Jágr in the Olympics.
Yeah, that was a hit. I mean, he lit him up. The other one of the day, he just kind of hit the guy. It was open ice. It was nice to see he could actually get the open ice hit, but it wasn't that big a deal. But anyways, yeah, but it's nice to see he's over there playing and Neuvirth's over there playing. Like will be over there soon. I read back on the 21st of September that Bill Meltzer, who is a Philadelphia Flyers writer for HockeyBuzz.com, he said that Nicholas Backstrom and Marcus Johansson are close to signing a deal with defending Swedish champs Brynäs. So it's kind of nice to see the guys playing on the same team. I'm surprised more guys don't do that and end up playing on the same team. You see a lot of guys like Rick Nash and Joe Thornton are playing together in, I want to say, Switzerland. It's kind of weird. Like, you think teammates want to play together to kind of keep that chemistry going? Because when these guys get back, they're not playing on the same team. Thornton's out in San Jose, and Rick Nash, as odd as this is going to sound, is playing with the New York Rangers. So, you know, it's just, I would have expected more guys to play on the same teams, but whatever. With the KHL's weird rules about who their teams are allowed to sign, whatever. Those guys are nuts anyways. But yeah, it's. I mean, I just like to see more guys going over and playing if this thing's going to carry on.
Yeah, and like you did say at the beginning here, you're worried about a lot of people being out of shape and everything. That kind of happened to the NBA last year when they took a couple months off, and people that were the players there didn't think that there was going to be a season at all. And a lot of them came back unprepared and out of shape, coming back at that Christmas Day game. So that's definitely a concern, but it seems like some of the guys really aren't that concerned because we do have the three Swedish guys for the Caps still in D.C., and they're going to Madonna concerts, man. If you saw it on Russian Machine Never Breaks, the guy Matthias Sabrin, who kind of ticked off the owner of the Capitals last year, he's writing sexy on the back of Madonna.
Well, they don't have anything else to do right now, apparently. You can't really be mad. It's like, oh, he's going to a concert. Really? Does he have a game to play tomorrow? Like, he's got to go home and get rested up so he can play. No, you guys are locking them out. So if you're going to, you know, it is what it is. They're being goofy. They're, you know, Swedish.
I had no idea Swedish guys were so into Madonna.
Yeah, they might be the only ones. I don't know.
Yeah, but Mojo and Backstrom and Matthias were all hanging out together, seeing Madonna, having a good time. So it doesn't look like they're in a real rush to get to Europe, but, you know, they very well might be heading back over there, you know, in a week or so.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the meetings don't go well on Friday. I wouldn't be surprised if more guys start signing quicker overseas. I know a couple of guys like Troy Brouwer are waiting to see what's going to happen. Brouwer especially is waiting because I think his wife is due to give birth in early October. So he's sort of waiting to see what, you know, for see his new kid, and then he might end up going and signing overseas a couple of weeks after that. And a couple of guys just don't have to deal with going over there and then come back in a week or two. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully things start to pick up in regards to the negotiations. Otherwise, you'll see a lot more guys, I think, playing overseas.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping it kind of ends soon, but last week I actually did go out and I bought a Dynamo Moscow jersey with Ovechkin's name on the back, and when I got the email back from this company, they're like, you know, you got to give it 3 to 4 weeks because it is being manufactured over in Russia. So I'm thinking 3 to 4 weeks from Russia to this company, and then maybe another week or two from that company to me. So I'm giving the NHL like 6 to 8 weeks here to make that that choice of buying that jersey completely useless so I can put my Cap jersey back on. But you know, that's the time frame I'm giving them, 6 to 8 weeks to get this finished up, and I'm completely okay with them doing that as long as it means NHL hockey will be back on my television.
During the last lockout, when hockey finally came back after a year off, they had that stupid thing on the ice. Thank you, fans. Like, we gave you a giant middle finger all last year. Now we're going to give you a nice little message on the ice and give everybody replica Stanley Cups, little mini ones, obviously not huge ones,
right?
And, you know, as a nice thank you for coming back. Well, so again, instead of, like, when the first game comes back, no one should wear any, like, Caps or hockey-related clothing to the game. Everyone just come out in, like, regular clothes. It's like, oh, okay, we're back, but we're still, like, giving you the middle finger back. It's just, it's ridiculous that it comes to this again, eight years later, that they couldn't solve anything before.
It sucks. My Cap stuff, I have in a suitcase packed away. It's sad. I want to wear my Cap stuff, but I'm not doing it until this lockout's over. But hey, let's talk a little bit more about the Caps here. We didn't touch on it last week, but it's still really important news. John Carlson gets signed up again.
Yeah, I was pretty happy to see that. I was surprised. I would have expected him to get more of a deal like Carl Alsner got, where it was just like a 2-year at a low cap hit at 1.285. But Carlson got a 6-year deal. He's got a cap at 3.9 and change. It's actually, I think it's a good deal for the Caps. We'll see what it ends up being after the new collective bargaining agreement, because the owners sign these players to new deals, and they're like, oh, hey, by the way, we want some of that money we just gave you back. 6 years for a guy like him, he's still growing. He's still going to be, he's got room to grow. He's going to be a better player. I think it's a great deal for him that he's going to be around for a long time. I believe he went into the negotiations saying that he wanted a long-term deal. So I think he probably gave back some money by signing longer. So that was good to see. I like that he's going to be around for a long time. He's going to be one of their top defensemen. He already is with him and Alsner.
Yeah, absolutely he is. Him and Alsner are a great team together. I'm happy to have him in D.C. It didn't really seem like he wanted to leave. It seemed like he was very happy playing for the Capitals. So very happy that he's sticking around. I'm glad that he's happy, and hopefully we'll be able to see him actually play hockey this year if the lockout ends. But again, still kind of a pipe dream at this point.
Yeah, it would be nice if we got to see Carlson play. I mean, between him and Alsner, it's a great top pairing. If they can ever get Mike Green back to the way he was health-wise and even skill-wise to an extent, having those three guys plus a up-and-coming Dmitry Orlov, I mean, you have four very talented defensemen. They certainly have a lot of talent on the back end, and it's nice to see that these guys are locked up for a while. Between Green's got a 3-year deal, Carlson's got a 6-year deal. Alsner's only got 1 year left on his deal, so he's going to have to be re-signed. He's probably going to cost a little bit, probably similar to Carlson's deal, but it'll be nice to have all these guys back.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about some hockey that actually is going on. Yesterday, the Hershey Bears single-game tickets actually went on sale. I was able to get tickets to the Outdoor Classic that they're going to be playing up in Hershey Park on January 20th, and I'm going to the Teddy Bear Toss on December 1st. So somehow there's going to be some hockey in my life, even though it is going to be in Hershey, PA, a couple hours away. We're going to see some familiar faces in Hershey, like Dmitry Orlov and Braden Holtby, who are still going to be in the AHL at this point, but all signs pointed to them being NHL stars this year until there was a lockout.
Yeah, last year I think Holtby was pretty disappointed and actually struggled at the start of the season that he went back down to Hershey when the Caps brought in Vokoun. I think this time around his disappointment is going to be somewhat different. He's probably not happy to be back in Hershey, but he's probably happy to be playing because of the lockout. But him being down there I think is actually going to hurt the Caps in the long run because it's going to stunt the development of a guy like Philip Grubauer. He was supposed to be playing in Hershey, and then they could have had a guy like Sergei Kostenko, who was great during rookie camp that we watched back when was it, July?
Yeah.
He was great. He could have been playing, I was about to say South Carolina. No, now it's in Reading. Reading.
Reading. It's called. Yeah, Reading. Reading, man.
Reading Royals with their purple jerseys. I think it's going to hurt the development of all these guys. I mean, do they stick with Holtby and Grubauer in Hershey now? I don't think that's going to be possible because you also have Danny Sauerbrunn hanging out. So do they have go with Holtby and Sauerbrunn until the lockout's over? That means you bump Grubauer back to Reading, and then what do you do with Kostenko? You know, where do you put him? You don't have another team to put him on. I mean, you could go even loan him out to another AHL team or ECHL team, but this lockout is not just hurting by us not being able to see these players playing in D.C. It's also hurting the development of some of these guys because other guys are getting bumped back. I don't think Orlov going down is really going to hurt any of their defensive prospects because they don't have that many right now that look like they can make the team relatively shortly. I mean, you have a couple guys like a Cameron Schilling who needs to develop. He's going to get his playing time down in Hershey. So it's disappointing that their defensive the goaltending prospects might take a little bit of a hit.
Yeah, I totally agree with you that it may take a hit, and I didn't even think about that for the goalies with Holtby being down there, but that is a really good point. I didn't think about that at all. You do have that new guy that from Sergei Kostenko that we saw who was great. I mean, he had a great rookie camp. He really turned some heads, and it proves that, the fact that he left the KHL to come play in Reading, and if that this is going to hurt him. So you have a guy with superman of talent, but you don't want a hot goalie to cool down at all. You want him to keep going. So it'll be very interesting to see, and it might be the only controversy we get to talk about for the next couple months, really.
Yeah, it's disappointing it's come to that. I mean, from what I read after rookie camp, that his development ceiling isn't necessarily he's going to be an NHL goaltender, but you never know. There are guys that come out of nowhere, like Braden Holtby, that you don't expect to be something, and then they keep going and going, getting better and better, and they turn out to be NHL hockey players. So we'll see where things go, but the lockout thing is certainly going to stunt some of their development with Grubauer and Kostenko.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it going on in Caps world, really. But have there been any other signings from other teams in the NHL over in Europe? Anything kind of shocking or anything like that?
I wouldn't say anything shocking. A lot of guys are going over there to play. Not so many Caps players right now, but you have different big-name guys. Erik Karlsson just signed, I believe, today or yesterday. Tyler Seguin went over recently. I know Nail Yakupov, the Edmonton Oilers' first-round pick from this past offseason, he played 2 games in Russia without having his transfer card. So now there's this big thing going on where I believe the International Ice Hockey Federation has fined the Russian Hockey Federation. I can't remember the amount of $5,000 or 5,000 euros or whatever
money
that they use. This whole thing is creating a mess right now with the transfer card, and now Yakupov isn't sure where he's allowed to play. His junior team wants him to come back, but I think the Oilers want him to play. I don't know where the hell the Oilers want him to play. They want to play in Edmonton if they get this freaking thing sorted out. But we'll see what happens. It's kind of a mess. Alex Semin, former Capital, big goofball. He's playing in his hometown. There was a rumor going around that no KHL team wanted him. So it's... I don't know if it's true. If it is, it's pretty freaking embarrassing. But he says that he's playing in, it's, I think it's called the VHL. It's the like second division down from the KHL. He's playing in his hometown because he said he wants to play in front of his 90-year-old grandmother. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. You know, he wants his grandmother to see him play because travel is probably not very easy for her. So, you know, who knows if any team actually wanted to see him play, wanted to pay him to play for them, but he's... It's like, wherever this guy goes, man, he's getting picked on.
Yeah.
You almost feel bad for him. Like, a week or so ago, the Hurricanes posted a picture of his jersey, like, hanging up in a store in a t-shirt. And I was like, aw. I mean, yeah, he's a goofball, and he can cause problems, and he's sort of, you know, he's hot and cold, he's a streaky player, but he's our goofy player, you know?
Right.
He's our guy. But he's gone now, whatever. Maybe he'll come back, maybe not. We'll see how things go. But none of this matters because we don't have any NHL to watch.
Yeah, we're still at that point. And I'm really shocked that we have gotten this far in the show and we still have stuff to talk about because it's so disappointing. And it's so much just – we talked about this last week. It's just so much money talk right now, and that's the sad part. But – you know, I'm watching KHL highlights. I'm trying to get that hockey fix in my life. And hopefully with us doing this show, people listening are kind of getting their own little hockey fix, and we're helping that out. So I feel good that we're doing that. But other than that, man, I think we pretty much covered everything already.
Well, the only other interesting thing going on right now is that the Edmonton Oilers, their owners and executives, actually had a meeting in Seattle. Now, big-time developer, and the city came to an agreement to build a new arena with the idea of getting an NBA team back and possibly getting an NHL team. Do I think the Oilers are going to Seattle? No. I think Atlanta was on the market for years before they finally moved to Winnipeg. Phoenix has been rumored to have moved since I believed they started playing in Phoenix. So I don't think the Oilers are going to be moving anytime soon. I think this is all a ploy, sort of like what the Penguins did where Lemieux went over and had a meeting in Kansas City where they have a nice new arena. I think this is all a ploy to get money from the city of Edmonton just to get a new arena. I believe their arena out there is pretty old. They want a new one, a nice new brand new spanking facility, and they want the city to pay for it or at least play for some of it. So it'll be interesting. That's something to sort of watch because you never know. Maybe Edmonton will be like, all right, screw you then. We'll go get our own team another time and you guys can go play in Seattle. I wouldn't be surprised if someday the NHL does have a team in Seattle. I could see a great rivalry between the Seattle whatevers and the Vancouver Canucks. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, there is Seattle, they built this arena. They want a team. That's very obvious. I don't think anybody saw Edmonton as a factor in there. I think everyone was probably like, oh, well, there goes Phoenix. Phoenix is going to move over. But, I mean, playing some hardball, man. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, because, I mean, we're talking money all the time now. So it's, I guess, whoever's got the best facilities. But, man, you know, you bring up a good point, though. How bad do you feel for Winnipeg at this point? They finally get a hockey team back after years, and then there's a lockout.
I didn't even think of that until you just said it. Yeah, that is kind of suck. Like, it's bad for us. Like, oh, we don't get to see the Caps play. Really? They didn't get to see anybody play for a long time. I mean, they had an AHL team, but it's not quite the same.
Yeah.
And then they finally got a team back. Like, oh, just kidding. They're gone again. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's just such a mess right now. But, yeah, that is kind of a bummer for them more so. Maybe today I'll wear my – yeah, it's kind of hot out. But maybe today I'll wear my Winnipeg Jets jersey. I have an old school one.
Oh, nice.
as like a I don't know, solidarity or whatever thing for them. Be like, I'm with you guys. You know, it sucks. But yeah, I mean, this whole thing's a mess. It sucks for us. It sucks more for them. It sucks for everybody.
Now, let me ask you this. This is interesting. You bring up a good point. Do you feel as if it is okay to wear old school hockey stuff right now during the lockout? Because I have an old Whalers T-shirt that I could wear if that's allowed, since they weren't a locked out team.
You know, things are getting bad when we're talking fashion.
Yep.
I don't know. I'll wear a Hershey Bears gear. I'll wear AHL. Anything NHL related right now, they can go, you know what, themselves. I'm not supporting this bogusness.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. Gotcha. All right. That's so old school stuff, not allowed. AHL, even like a Calgary Hitmen jersey is okay.
Yeah. It's just, this whole thing's a mess, but yeah, I'll rock AHL or anything below. Now I want to go get a Vancouver Giants jersey.
Time to go on eBay. I'll look to see if they have a Baltimore Skipjack jersey as well. See if I can get something there.
Oh, that's old school. Yeah, right, man, there's nothing else going on.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, this has been fun. Of course, follow me on Twitter at BrandoCash. And for all the lockout news you can think of, and even some stuff about DC United or the Redskins, any kind of DC sports, where can people follow you at, Coach Dan?
You can follow me at Twitter at WTPCoachDan, and you can always follow the show at facebook.com/WTPPodcast. But Brandon, what about your other shows? Where can they find those?
That's right. If you want any information about What the Puck or any of the other shows on the at BrandoCash Network, go to facebook.com/BrandoCash, and you'll find all the information you need there. And if you are a sports fan in Baltimore, of course, you can check out Poe's Peep Show, an all-woman podcast on the Ravens, or The Call, the other podcast I do with my buddy Josh, and it's all about the Ravens. And, of course, there's a wrestling podcast I also do called Work Shoot, and there's some fighting in hockey, so you might be into wrestling as well. You don't know. And, hey, if you want to help out What the Puck, it would be really great if you go over to iTunes, and after you click subscribe, you leave us an iTunes review. Those iTunes reviews really help us gain a little bit more notoriety with iTunes. So the more reviews we have and people listening and everything, it really helps out, and it makes makes people realize that, hey, there's a cool podcast out there you should check out, and iTunes will give us a little bit more credit. So definitely check that out. Hey, and even if you want to say something bad, like, hey, you guys suck, that helps us too. So just do that. Tell us we suck, or tell us we're
just
great.
Just say it nicely.
Yeah, say whatever you want to do. Just leave us a review, good or bad. We don't care. So this has been great. This has been What the Puck. Hopefully this Friday, the lockout committees will talk to each other and be nice and cordial, and we'll get some sort of headway here. But until then, Dan, hopefully we'll talk next week about something other than money problems with the NHL.
Problems with the NHL. Let's just hope that they actually playing while having these problems.
That's what we're hoping for. So, all right, Coach Dan, we'll talk next week.
I'll talk to you next week, man.
This has been a production of the @BrandoCash Network.